This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
Those losing states are Illinois, Iowa, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania.
Massachusetts is growing, but it's not growing fast enough. That's the takeaway from the 2010 census figures released today. And those figures have a number of repercussions. Massachusetts will lose one member of Congress, reducing the state's delegation in the U.S. House from 10 to 9. And Massachusetts will lose both political clout and federal dollars. Joining us to discuss the census figures is State Senator Stanley Rosenberg of Amherst. He's the Senate member who will oversee the redistricting process. Hi, Senator Rosenberg.
Good afternoon.
And also joining us is Matt Visor. Matt is a national political reporter for the Boston Globe. Thanks you too, Matt, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Matt, this result was anticipated for some time, but it wasn't confirmed until this morning. Can you explain briefly why Massachusetts is losing a seat in the House?
Mostly, as a result of population shifts in the country, Massachusetts, as you said in the introduction, has gained population, but not in as great a clip as in other states like Texas. Texas is gaining 4 congressional seats as a result of its population growth, which is a 20% growth over the past 10 years.
So, Senator Rosenberg, how bad is this news for Massachusetts that we're losing 10%, you know, one member of our 10-person congressional delegation?
Well, as was said, it's disappointing, but it was totally expected. We just skated the last time 10 years ago. We were down to 2 states, Utah and Massachusetts, and Utah drew the short straw, and they lost the seat, and we didn't. So most experts expected that we would, in fact, lose a seat this time. And yeah, I mean, the big deal for us here is that we've traditionally had disproportionate influence in Congress. In spite of the small size of our delegation, we tend to have people in very high-ranking positions. And if you look and see where we are now, even though our Democratic members are going into the minority in January, they'll still be ranking minority members then on appropriations and ways and means and financial services and telecommunications and other major committees. So we've, this is a blow to the state, but it does not come as a surprise to us.
Senator Rosenberg, Massachusetts 100 years ago had 16 congressional seats, and that number has been dropping steadily over the past century. So it really is this trend of the state losing congressional seats. Why do you think that Massachusetts is growing proportionally smaller compared to the rest of the country?
Oh, people like to live in warm places.
Which is not here. It's several months of the year.
Here. And, this is a really big country, and if you had the opportunity to travel it, there are a lot of beautiful places to live other than Massachusetts that are quite warm and that also are providing new opportunities for people. Again, we have a very dynamic economy here in Massachusetts and a great higher education infrastructure and other great things, but we're a small, cold-weather state.
And an expensive state.
An expensive state. We're not totally built out, but we're significantly built out. So, land values are high, property values are high, how the cost of housing is high, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's, high quality of life, but it's a very small state and not a lot of elbow room here.
Matt Visor of the Boston Globe, as we said, these changed census figures affect the size of the Massachusetts delegation by making us lose one seat in Congress. But what are some of the other repercussions that Massachusetts will feel as a result of this?
There's several. I mean, one, just going from 10 to 9, you have fewer people in Washington, trying to look out for Massachusetts, and so, that's hard to measure right now. But there will be impacts there. Less federal funding, which comes through various types of calculations done by the federal government, but often based on population. So other states would be seeing more money as a result than Massachusetts. And the other implication is on the Electoral College. Massachusetts will lose a seat in the college, which decides presidential elections. So in a very tight presidential election, Massachusetts would be losing a little bit of sway over the presidential race.
What about the more intangible, the political clout? What does it mean to have lost that political clout, that 1 out of 10?
I think you'll have fewer people in the halls of Congress who are fighting for funding for Massachusetts, for grants, for various types of things that people rely on their congressional representatives to do. They'll also be representing a broader swath of the state as the state legislature goes through redrawing the lines of the districts. They'll have more people that they're representing without getting larger staffs to handle those requests from their constituents.
Senator Rosenberg, Matt Visor of The Globe just mentioned redrawing the lines of the districts as a result of these new census figures. Now, you chair that special committee in the state Senate that will deal with that redistricting. Tell us briefly how the process works. What do you have to do now in terms of the redistricting?
Well, the Senate president and the speaker will name the members of the committee probably the end of January, beginning of February. We will be launching a website so that we can begin communicating with the public and informing them about the procedures and the policies and the legal precedents and the cases that sort of direct the state to act in certain ways, et cetera, not just Massachusetts, but the whole process. We'll also then go out and conduct public hearings. 10 years ago, we did 5 public hearings. This time we're looking at doing 10, one in each congressional district. As a result of losing the seat, we want people to be able to come directly in contact with the committee and to understand that we're not discounting any district. The process is just beginning. And there'll be ample opportunities for people to use all the technology in the world that's available to communicate with us and share their opinions and ideas for how to approach the problem, how to draw the maps, and in fact, we expect that we'll start receiving maps from people who will be using the more and more available software that's out there for people to actually sit at their home computers and draw maps.
So you have to get 10 congressional districts that we have now down to 9?
Correct.
And do you anticipate a big fight over that?
I would assume that there'll be quite a struggle. There'll be people trying to protect the number within their region. That is, Western Mass won't want to lose a seat, and Northeastern Mass won't want to lose a seat, et cetera. There'll also, be questions of will all of the members of Congress choose to run for re-election, and how will that affect the decisions? Will some of them decide they want to run for the U.S. Senate? Will some decide that they're ready to retire? We have several senior members in age. So there's a lot we don't know yet leading into this, but I would say that by the middle of the spring, beginning of summer, hopefully we'll be aggressively drawing maps.
And Senator Rosenberg, how do you ensure a fair process when many people are afraid of gerrymandering, where we end up with these really contorted districts obviously designed to benefit the interests of the person designing the district?
We will operate as participatory and transparent a process as we can figure out how to run, and our doors will be open, our computers are on, people will be able to communicate with us. They each are represented in the legislature by a senator and a state representative. They can communicate directly with those people about what they expect and what they're looking for. But ultimately, we sit down and we have to draw maps. There will also be a series of principles and standards articulated as to how we'll do this. There are some very well recognized and well adjudicated principles of redistricting, which over time have made it clearer and clearer to people what a good district looks like.
Senator Rosenberg, let me turn to Matt Visor of the Boston Globe. Matt, I'm interested in what possible scenarios you see coming out of this redistricting.
Yeah, there's a couple of options that Senator Rosenberg alluded to. One could be retirements. I mean, there are several.
Barney Frank, for example.
But Barney Frank could choose to retire after this term. John Oliver is another one people have pointed to who's been in Congress for quite some time. That could help make a decision.
A less painful decision because someone sort of voluntarily.
In 1990, a similar thing happened. Brian Donnelly retired and the 11th district was eliminated. So, I think there's some precedent for that, and it certainly makes it easier to redraw some of those lines.
That was someone who the person you just mentioned went off to become an ambassador down in the Caribbean.
Right,
right. Is that right?
And the other option that could come about is somebody running against Scott Brown.
Mike Capuano?
Mike Capuano is one of those that people talk about. Steve Lynch of South Boston is another one of those. Ed Markey from Malden is another one of those. Those three are the members of the delegation that people most often talk about.
And Matt, do you have a sense of how likely those scenarios are? So the sort of easier scenario, which is a retirement, someone voluntarily stepping down or running for something else, what's the likelihood of that reducing the pain of the redistricting where someone might involuntarily have to leave?
It seems likely that one of those will happen. You know, you have 10 members that are each going through their own kind of analysis right now on their own political futures. They also will be in the minority next year, losing chairmanships. It may be less fun for them to not have the power that they have enjoyed over the past couple of years. So I think they're all going through these analyses of, do I want to stay in Congress and run for another term? Or do I want to run against Scott Brown in 2012? So I think even as the state legislature prepares to start looking at those maps and those lines, you have each of these 10 members in the delegation right now looking at their own political futures and trying to evaluate where they'll head and how easy they'll make it
for their own party.
For their party.
Redrawing. Senator Rosen.
And, you know, all changes aren't equal in this picture because you know, let's assume that only one person changes. If you end up with, for example, John Oliver deciding to retire or Richard Neal, that doesn't mean that the region isn't going to want to fight to retain two seats because of the nature of the region and how spread out the population is. So,
and Senator Rosenberg, because real federal dollars are lost here, there have been some states that, when they've lost seats, have challenged the results, the census results, with a lawsuit. Do you anticipate that being a possibility in Massachusetts?
I'm told that the rough calculation is we'd have to pick up and find another 120,000 people. The probability of finding another 120,000 people is pretty slim. Also, I'm told that not a single case that's ever been filed suit challenging the Census Bureau on the overall count has actually been successful.
I think it looks like these numbers might stand.
Looks like they might stand, but individual cities and towns may determine that they've been undercounted and may challenge, and those may be successful. But the combination of all of those together is not likely to change the population count enough to reverse this decision.
Matt Visor of the Boston Globe, you're based in the Globe's D.C. Bureau. So a question for you on the national picture. This latest census shows that population growth continues to shift from the Northeast to the South, as it has for many years, that Sun Belt, as Senator Rosenberg was talking about. So there are fewer people in Democratic strongholds and more in Republican territory. What's your sense of what that means for national politics?
There's certainly the strength is growing in places where there are more Republicans, which means it'll be easier for Republicans to hang on to seats in Congress. It could also impact a little bit the presidential elections, given the Electoral College shifts, but it does not appear dramatic enough to alter the picture too much. But again, Texas is gaining 4 seats. Georgia and South Carolina and Florida are gaining seats, and Arizona and Utah and Nevada. So all seats
where
Republicans would have easier opportunities.
Matt Visor, thank you very much for that. Matt Visor is the national political reporter for the Boston Globe, and Stanley Rosenberg is a state senator from Amherst. He chairs the special Senate Committee on Redistricting. Senator Rosenberg and Matt Visor, thanks to both of you.
You're welcome. Thanks for
having me.
And listeners, we want to see how you think these congressional districts should be redrawn. So draw a map and send it to us at radioboston@wbur.org. Up next, the largest online streetwear retailer in the world is here in Boston. Its CEO joins us in the studio. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.